the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah America. Happy Thursday, everybody. I hope you're having a wonderful day. It's not raining today and the sun is shining. Hit the golf courses, or some people need to swath some hay down. So you better get it down, because I seen the deal from the NOAA a while ago, and they're expecting 2 to 4 inches of rain in western Oklahoma and most of the Texas Panhandle starting next Monday night into Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then it becomes a little bit dry after that. So I know it's a prediction, and don't hold up your hay cutting when it doesn't rain, then you cuss me out, but that's what they're saying. And 2 to 4 inches next week, so pretty interesting. Let's check out some temperatures around the state. Looks like mostly 70s and upper 60s. Tipton, you're 70. Eric, you're 70. 69 at Woodward, 70 at Medford, and out here in the panhandle of Texas, 67 at Lipscomb, 70 at Dozer, 69 at Odell, and 68 at Wellington. So I have Becky Brown in here with me today from BT Butchers, and we're going to get with her and talk with her and Candace next segment. And we're going to, she's got a mobile butcher shop. You want to call it mobile? But she's the mobile butcher. How's that? What's what we're going to find a nickname for her sometime or another. But it's going to be really interesting to talk to her about coming to your place and processing stuff. And we'll get into that a little bit later on. But if you have any questions, the text line is wide open at 580-225-9697. If you got any questions you want to ask her about processing out at the farm and hanging and all that good stuff, we'll have that coming up. First of all, let's see what happened in our big old world of agriculture overnight. Wheat and corn futures were higher overnight and amid concerning weather in growing areas around the globe. Dry weather in the central and eastern parts of Ukraine and northern Caucasus like will lead to decline in soil moisture, said Don Kinley, an agriculture meteorologist with Maxar. Still, some improvements may be seen in western Ukraine, he said. Dry conditions in northern and the southern parts of Europe also may have put wheat and corn crops at risk, though some rain in central areas may boost soil moisture, according to Kinley. Excessive rainfall in some areas of the United States Midwest, we all know what's going on around there, likely will keep farmers out of the field for a few days. Abundant rain in southern, central, and eastern areas through the weekend will slow corn and soybean planting. Precipitation in the Delta region also will delay planting, he said. Wheat futures came up 2.25 cents to 5.33 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City futures added 4.25 to 5.33 3/4 a bushel overnight. Corn futures for July delivery gained 3.25 to 4.78 3/4 a bushel. Soybean futures dropped a nickel to 10.39.5 a bushel. Soy meal was down $1.20 to 2.96.80 a short ton, and soy oil was down 0.44 cents to 48.53 a pound. How about that? Got thunderstorms happening all around, basically in the Midwest. We are dry today. I think there's a slight chance tonight around here, but other than that, nothing major. Let's see here. Where is it at? I wanted to talk about Roy Cooper, Super Looper, they called him, yesterday, but I couldn't really find a good article that I wanted that describes him really well and some of the stuff he's accomplished. I finally found one, and I want to share Roy's history with you a little bit. Everybody knows who he is. He's one of the greatest ropers ever, but he's he passed away at Decatur, Texas, in a house fire, and it's a terrible way to go. So I wanted to share this with you. The Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association issued a statement Wednesday after the reported death of 69-year-old pro rodeo Hall of Famer Roy Cooper, who died Tuesday in a house fire at his home in Decatur. The rodeo world has lost a legend. Born in Hobbs, New Mexico, and a previous resident of Childress, Cooper was known as Super Looper and inducted into the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame. I remember because I was a senior that year in Hall of Fame in 1979. He's come to Elk City quite a few times back in the 70s. He was named Rookie of the Year in 1976 and won seven individual event world championships, noted the PRCA, particularly during the highlights of his careers in the 80s. He won the PRCA all-around world title in 1983 alongside the tie-down roping and steer roping championships, making him one of the 10 cowboys ever to secure the rodeo's triple crown, triple world titles in the same year. PRCA noted Cooper kept all of his all-around buckles on display, and that Cooper commented to Pro Rodeo Sports News he would only ever consider giving the buckle to one of his best friends, George Strait. Cooper was also one of the only seven cowboys to qualify for the finals in three events, which he did in 1981 while competing in tie-down roping, steer roping, and team roping. PRCA also described that after his time competing in pro rodeo, Cooper spent more than 40 years hosting a Junior World Rodeo Championship during the July 4th weekend. In 2022, the PRCA said the event drew in more than 500 competitors from 20 different states. The Encyclopedia of Oklahoma History and Culture described Cooper is the son of a rancher and champion roper, Dale, nicknamed Tuffy Cooper, and Betty Rose Cooper. He began in rodeo at 8 years old as a breakaway roper and continued through his school years. He won the all-around cowboy title six times in American Junior Rodeo Association championships meet, then later captured several championships in the National Intercollegiate Rodeo Association while competing on the Southeastern Oklahoma State College Rodeo team. I remember seeing him at a roping event back when he was young in Watonga. I don't remember what the name of that rodeo was, but it was a junior rodeo, but it was pretty fun to watch somebody as good as he was because he looked like a pro then. During his PRCA career, Cooper won eight national finals world championships. He remained active in rodeo throughout the mid-2010s before being sidelined by injuries. So we're gonna miss a great guy, and prayers to the family and stuff. Also, I wanted to send out everybody pray for the family up there. We lost a good guy up at Leedy, Mike Wilson. His funeral was this morning. Praying for Jerry and the rest of the family there. We're gonna miss Mike. So prayers for the Wilson family up there at Leedy. All right, we're gonna take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. When we come back, I'll have Miss Becky Brown on here with BT Butchers, and we're going to talk about coming to your house and butchering. We'll find out what all we're going to butcher when we come back. So we'll be right back after this break.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Your family is sitting around the supper table and something interesting happens. Just a few moments ago, there was lots of rustling and noises. And now nobody's saying a word. Everyone's too busy cutting up their steak and taking bites. Once in a while, someone says something about how good it tastes, but for the most part, everyone's pretty quiet. They're too busy chewing and swallowing and going back for another bite. The meat was processed exactly the way you wanted it, and all you had to do was tell us what you wanted. We processed your meat to the exact specifications, and since we processed the meat at your place, it was really simple for you. I'm Becky Brown, and my husband's Tony, and we're BT Butchers. It's a mobile meat processing shop. We come to you and make it easy as possible, the way you want it. The website is btbutchers.com. That's B as in Becky, T as in Tony, butchers.com. Remember, it's your meat, and it feeds your family. You deserve to have it processed the way you want it.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling, someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Are you looking for a new metal building that's built to last? Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone brings you top-tier craftsmanship and second-to-none quality with attention to detail. From luxury custom barn dominiums to shops or barns and commercial buildings, our buildings don't just look good, they're built to last with all custom weld-up, I-beam, and C-purlin construction. From design to completion, we do it right. That's Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone.
I've told multiple people that have business ideas that come in, I said, bring me everything you got, even if it's scratched on a napkin, and it doesn't have to be professional looking. I want to see what you went through because I want to help you and then at least give them my 2 cents. The loan's going to stand on its own. You know, I'm not going to decide based off you brought this on a napkin. The point is if they've thought it through, it makes you more comfortable. You get more comfortable with them. They also get more comfortable with you because you're going to point out things that they may have thought of, didn't put down.
I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, here we go. Wellington, Texas. Here is your ag weather update for the Texas Panhandle. 68 degrees, humidity is 64%, dew point 55, the wind's out of the east at 4. Let's see here, 0.01 inches of rain so far this month. That must have been a heavy dew out there this morning. No red flag minutes. 8-inch soil temperature, there it is, 62 degrees. All right, well, in the studio right now is my partner in crime, Candace, and she's my IT savior, if you guys, because you know how really smart I am and stuff like this. But Miss Becky Brown is in here. She is with the BT. She owns, her and her husband own BT Butchers. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Candace, thanks for sitting in.
Hello. Thank you.
Let's see. Try that again.
Hello. Thank you.
There we go. I think I got it going now. Anyway, welcome to the show. And thanks for being a sponsor of the show, too.
Yes, I love your show. You keep me updated. So.
Yeah, well, you have an interesting business, and I think it's an important business for us out here because sometimes it's not as hard as it used to be, but it's hard to get a time set up for butchering.
Yes.
And ever since COVID, and we've had some more processing companies build business, local people building businesses. It's been a blessing, but yours is interesting. First, tell me who you are. Tell everybody who you are.
My name is Becky Brown, and I'm originally from Colorado, and me and my husband moved out to Oklahoma about almost six years ago, and we just love it out here because it fit what we were looking for to raise our family. And
you like the red dirt?
I love the red dirt. It tripped me out for so long. I kept looking for dead animals. And then somebody would have to be like, remember, the dirt's supposed to be red. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay. So yeah, now I'm used to it.
First time I drove to Kansas City to visit my new brother-in-law, I had a white and black 85 Chevrolet pickup long bed, and it had red mud on the fenders.
Yeah.
What you hit coming up here? It's red. It's red. Red dirt. So good. And you love it here. And that's important.
Yes.
And so why did you start BT Butchers? Tell us about it.
I just had always wanted to have my own farm. And growing up as a city person, you don't truly understand all the different jobs that make up agriculture as an industry. And, you know, throughout the years, I had owned a small farm back in Colorado, and we had just like thought of different ways that I could transition into working full time in agriculture. And this was always one that really fit my personality type. Yeah. I know everybody laughs because I'm, you know, a female, and then I'm not 6 foot or anything. I'm not that big. But it does. It just kind of fits.
There's no laughing because you're a female, because yesterday I announced that I was at the Hemp Hill County Beef Conference.
Okay.
And there was a lady got Rancher of the Year.
Yes.
Yes.
I love to hear that.
Catherine Price.
That's awesome. Cool.
She's my hero. She's I love her to death. And I don't even know her that well. But we give each other a big old hug when we see each other. But no, in nothing to do with the male and female in the farming and agricultural world. That's not even a subject.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. So, and then, okay, so let's get into it just a little bit. So you always liked your little farm, or you wanted your little farm and stuff in this. So why butchering?
Well, I was thinking about it the other day because I keep getting asked, why were you interested in this? And I grew up in the 90s, and they did, back then they called it STEM classes, like really deep into science.
Okay,
and
okay.
I did get into AP biology in middle school and high school, and we went through dissection of many different species. And, you know, even as a middle school, high school city kid, there were other kids, you know, that were bothered by that. And I just never was. I thought it was always interesting and sciencey. I really, even on my own farm, I love to learn more about science and all the science that goes into agriculture.
Right. Yeah. Agriculture has come a long ways in the last 40 years, because one of the deals at the beef conferences the other day that I'm going to talk about on one of my other shows, maybe later on the show, was the use of AI.
Okay.
And farming and ranching. And a lot of guys, I got time. After listening to that guy the other day, I'm sold. I mean, he wasn't selling anything. He was just talking about how many different uses AI can become, like putting the colors on your cattle, and you can move this line off your computer to graze them, you know? And it doesn't shock them. Oh, you can shock them if you want to, but it's just using that for you know, rotational grazing.
Okay.
And we use AI with our spraying, and AI, and we're scanning cattle now to see if there's any deficiencies in your mama cows or your bull. And AI has come a long way, so you're on the right track.
I've seen a lot of what they do with AI in the dairy farms.
Yes.
Like, I like to watch those videos online, and, you know, the moms have a collar, and it, you know, they go into milk with the collar, and the babies are fed from the collar system.
Tracking.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's really interesting. And he said it's the wave of the future, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
And I think they're getting ready to put one of those big artificial intelligence, thingy-majiggies, whatever they call it up there at Stillwater. So I think things are getting crude. So, all right. So you're going to do butchering.
Butchering.
Anything. So how long did it take
anything
you
but poultry.
Anybody, what?
Anything. Anything but poultry.
Okay, I got you. And before we get to what you butcher, tell us about, how'd you do your, because I can tell you're a research nut. Am I right or
yes.
not? Yes. So if you, what kind of equipment? How'd you go about figuring that out?
Well, like research and studying, we've taken many courses, and Tony has more certificates, I believe, than me. And we really got into this to just produce and harvest for ourselves.
Okay.
So like we really got into harvesting of like, how can we do this best for our own family? And so I did go really deep, like the amount of books I've read on proper ways to harvest and stuff, and different, everybody has a different technique or style. I've read a lot about that. And then it just naturally transitioned into this. I forgot what the question was. Tell me again.
No, of the equipment that you...
Okay, the equipment.
Right.
So I had these trailers custom built by a meat processing trailer. That's all he does is build trailers that are for meat processing. And it is all the equipment you normally see in a processor. So forgive me for not knowing the exact name brands, but like the big bone saw, and the only difference from like the one in my mobile unit is the way, like, I have an extra gadget that attaches it to the wall that's stainless steel, you know, for traveling. Right. And I would unplug it because, you know, for traveling purposes. And then I have like a splitter that splits this way.
Yep.
And it's hung in the ceiling of the trailer, and it's the same size splitter that you would see again at a normal processing shop for cattle.
Right.
And we have like winches. I have a winch system that comes out of the harvest trailer, and you know, if T-Bone's right here, I can hook him up to my winch system that, you know, again, it's the normal winch ratings for cattle, and just, you know, bring him up into the trailer and finish harvesting.
Right. So you got the setup.
Yes.
You thought this out pretty good.
I always forget the exact terms, but the rails, you know, to put them on hooks, and we have the rail system and all the normal equipment you see. The only thing that's different, I think, is that my sink's like itty bitty, and my hot water tank is like a tankless, and like those kinds of things to get it all compacted into a trailer.
I got you. All right. So you, before we get to you actually going to somebody's farm, we'll save that for after this break coming up. You said no chickens or turkeys.
Yeah, no, no poultry.
Yeah, well, it's easier for me to say chickens or turkeys, but what animals? Do buffalo?
Yes.
All right. Do goats?
Yes.
What else we got?
Sheep, swine. Any version of cattle?
Rattlesnakes?
No, I'm gonna pass. There. I'm gonna pass on the skunks.
Yeah.
And for deer and deer hunters, you know, I have to follow the normal regulations of how it's tagged, and I need to like see certain parts for inspection.
Right. Yeah, gotcha. So you're going to do deer, because I'm sure you could stay busy during deer season.
Yeah. What give us a call.
What you need
we'll
to
meet
do.
You out there.
Yeah. Yeah. What I was going to say, maybe you need to find one of those big ranches that have hunters come in and you just hang out there.
Yeah, that would be nice. So anybody with a ranch like that, give us a call.
Yeah, that'd be cool. So are there any, do you get inspected by our you got, obviously you got to have a license and all that. So do you have, does the USDA or anybody, do they come randomly check you, or will they come randomly check you just for?
So let's talk about that, because I think there's a misunderstanding with the consumer. So in Oklahoma, and don't quote me on any other state, in Oklahoma, you can get state inspected or you can get USDA inspected.
Okay.
And I am state inspected.
Cool.
He was out there yesterday. I have a license number, and they do reserve the right to come check me out whenever. And if there's ever an issue, you can contact them. But I hope you contact me and let me make it right first.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, great. And well, that's what I wanted to know, you know, because like in Oklahoma, for example, if you're selling beef off your farm to a consumer, you know, you take it to the processor, and they pay for the processing and everything if you don't have a license, a USDA license. And there's a few ranchers around here that have their license, and I cannot legally sell you processed beef.
Right. In so Oklahoma, that's the for retail sale.
Yeah.
So I am currently not inspected for retail sale. It's called custom exempt. So I have to harvest your cattle back,
right,
give it back to you.
And that's what I do. I sell the calf to that person.
Yes, that is how you do it.
And they pay me for the calf, and they pay the process.
Yes. Yeah.
So a lot of people are misunderstood. Well, I want to just buy some steak from you. Well, it don't work that way.
I am working towards that,
but
I cannot promise that today.
Oh, yeah. It takes time.
Yes. So it's just an inspection thing, and I'm working towards getting that level of inspection where they do have the inspector watch your kill, and
right,
then you can stamp it for retail sale.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm moving there. I'm
talking to Miss Becky Brown with BT Butchers. Her and her husband Tony, they have a mobile butcher shop on wheels. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Is that close enough?
That's
Candace?
That's it.
All right. We're going to take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau, and we'll be right back after this break.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, farmers. It's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
We have accountants that work there, so if you have accounting questions, we can always ask that. We have people that have been there for 35 years, and so they've been in banking a long time, so they can always answer questions. There's a lot of information that's available at First National that is not available at other banks. It's very convenient. We can do a lot of things same day. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires through May 31st. Firestone Ag Tires are 30 to 40% off through May 31. Blair Tire and Feed is helping you get ready for planting season by helping you save money. Here's what you need to know right now. You can save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires at Blair Tire and Feed until the last day of May. Right now, get the tires you need for planting season and save money. For contact information, Google Blair Tire and Feed, or just drive to Blair and get your tires.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, April the 28th. 623 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 396 brought 412.50. 11 at 528 brought 373. 5 at 663 brought 326. 44 at 873 brought 273. 28 at 937 brought 269. 6 at 965 brought 264. 5 at 1033 brought 261. 5 head of heifers at 467 brought 370. 4 at 479. $329 brought $336. Three at $507 brought $327.50. Seven at $524 brought $322. Two at $555 brought $316. 30 at $829 brought $255.50. 22 at $841 brought $254. Butcher cows $110 to $164. Butcher bulls brought $140 to $211.50. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71. Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your ag weather update for northwestern Oklahoma. Alva, 72 degrees, dew point's 53, humidity's 51. The winds are out of the north-northwest at 9 miles an hour. 10-day rain total, 1.55 inches of rain. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 66 degrees. Sunset at 8:22. Today, mostly sunny, light winds, 77. Tonight, a 60% chance of rain showers, likely with a low around 53. Tomorrow, 20% slight chance of rain showers and a high of 71, and the weekend looks gorgeous. Well, before I get back to Becky and Candace, I need, you know, the Penny News, hot off the press, is out. And there's the Jimmy's bull and female sale calendar increased by one. So let's talk about what's coming up this weekend and next weekend and where's it at. I had it picked out earlier. Page three, I believe it is. Yeah, page three. The first one is this coming Saturday. Rex Fleming was on last week on the show to talk about it. The Apache Livestock Auction is having a special cow sale Saturday, May the 3rd at 11 a.m. Lunch will be served. And there's, I don't know, I'm just looking right now, counting 200, 150, 450 at least bred cows or pairs being sold. Minimum, I'm sure they found out more. If you got any questions on the special cow sale at the Apache Livestock Auction, give them a call there at the Apache Livestock Auction. How many times can you say Apache Livestock Auction? Huh? Hang on. Let me turn your mic on.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, now I can hear you.
Okay. I counted 11.
You did? Yeah. Well, that's pretty good advertising, isn't it? Yeah. All right. Then on the front page of the Penny News, the Coyote Hills Ranch annual limousine and limb flex production sale is also coming up at 1 o'clock this Saturday at, this is not one of my easiest words to say, Chattanooga. Did I say it right?
You got it, yeah.
See, if I slow down, I can actually pronounce some words, but that wouldn't be no fun. They're selling 90 lots of fall pears, spring pears, and some bulls, and you can also check it out on liveauctiontv.com. And then there's one more. This is the new one. Hang on here. Where's it at? The A Ranch. Where's that A Ranch ad at? It's right here because I've seen it. There it is. It's at the ranch, even though it's pronounced A Ranch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, at the ranch, Saturday, the May the 10th, a week from this coming Saturday, at the A Bar Ranch.
Oh, there it is.
We're going to have a lot of A's going on here. Pears, bred cows, bred heifers. They've got, I think it's a bunch of ranchers that bring their stuff in together. Producers, let me rephrase that. 35 Angus 3 to 5 year old spring born pears, 32 red Angus, 35 Brangus Angus. What else we got here? Stewart Ranch, Angus fall bred heifers, Angus 3 year old, Salt Creek livestock Angus, red Angus, red Angus. Man, check it out on page 10 of the Penny News. They got a big old list. So, you can still spend money, guys. It's time because the cattle market is good. All right, joining back here with me is Miss Becky Brown with BT Butchers and my sidekick, partner in crime, Miss Candace. Welcome back. Thanks for coming in today, by the way.
Thank you for having me.
I knew this is going to be fun. We're talking about, okay, so we got it down, narrowed down to where the equipment you're using, we got the... you're not doing chickens or turkeys or ducks or geese or rattlesnakes. We got that down, right?
Yep, no rattlesnakes.
You're pretty...
cattle, deer, livestock.
All right. Candace, what do you think off the top of your head you might want to ask her?
Well, I'm wondering about your service area. How far out do you go?
We do the entire state of Oklahoma.
Wow. And yeah, because you're licensed in Oklahoma, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Okay. So do you have any, obviously you want to schedule as much stuff as you can. And, I've seen it a few times. A guy loads up a cow or a bull or some calves and something, you break a leg or get hurt or something. Do you have room in your schedule for emergencies?
Yes, I'm intentionally booking our schedule where we would always be able to take an emergency call that day. It might take me, you know, a few more hours than normal to get to you, but I want to make sure that we are always able to provide that. I think it's really needed.
Yeah, because that's a good thing about the mobile deal, because, you know, our bigger processors used to, I remember back in the 80s, we've been getting a cab, been loading a truckload of calves to go back to the feedlot in Colorado or something, and something's always going to happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, you call the butcher shop over at Clinton or Elk City or Canoe, hey, you got time to do this? No, no, no. And it just, there ain't much you can do about it.
Call Becky.
Right.
She has
yes.
time.
Yes.
Huh?
Call Becky. She has time.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, no, that's
yep. I want to clarify some ground rules on the injured livestock. They need to be walking and pass like a normal visual inspection, just like sale barn rules. Think sale barn. If it can't walk through the sale barn, you know, that's, I can't take it if it's down on the
well,
ground.
Well, that's only smart.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Think sale barn rules. If you can make it walk even 1 foot and prove it's just a broken leg, we can be there.
Right. Oh, I'll be hooking up some chains on my Dewey's bed. that cow will be kicking with yep. you out there.
And we're, you know, I've got some guys that help me out. So we're always willing to come, you know, make it happen. We can normally make them walk with, and prove that they are sound enough to be harvested.
Well, they, so have you tried a buffalo yet?
I have.
How was it? Is it?
I love it.
Really?
Yes. Colorado like has a lot of buffalo. Wyoming, I lived in northern Colorado growing up. So Wyoming has like massive buffalo ranches and stuff. So I've had buffalo quite a bit and I really
Man,
like it.
What's the name of that? So you go into Wyoming up I-25
yes.
and you make the big curve and you head back, no, I don't know, 40, 50 miles. What's the name of that town?
Laramie?
Huh?
That's because the first one's Cheyenne and the next one,
yeah, the
when
next
you curve,
one.
Is Laramie, I think.
Yeah, Laramie. And then you turn north and you're going north up towards Montana and North Dakota. There was a big buffalo ranch there. They had their own butcher shop on the ranch.
Yes.
When you stop in restaurants in Wyoming, buffalo's on the menu.
It is.
And you That's go into Walmart, they got buffalo
yeah.
in there.
Oh,
ground up steak or ground up hamburger.
Oh, you don't see that down here.
Yeah. No, you know, we got a pretty good sized buffalo herd over here by Delhi.
Okay.
They sell buffalo in Oklahoma City to people, you know, or did. I haven't talked to them in a year or two, but they did. So, but yeah, buffalo and walleye in
Wyoming
yep. is just a pretty common thing on the menu.
Yes, very.
See,
that's pretty much what I grew up with.
Fish.
Oh. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think it's like native to that area.
Okay.
Yeah. Walleye filet. All right. So you get a call and you schedule them. You go out there and take us through your process. You know, because one of the questions I've got already before you even showed up today is dry age versus wet age. Can you go into details with me on that, please?
Yes. Let's back up. So I show up to your property and I do need a water source.
Yep.
And we've got hoses and everything else. You just have to have the water source. And then we have to have a discussion of like how the livestock is getting to the back of the trailer. So either do you have a pen set up? Do you need us to set up a pen? Do we need to help you herd it in? Or is this animal something that needs to happen in the field? And like, we need to make a plan for that with you mm-hmm. before, you know, on the phone why I'm coming or whenever, but we need to have some kind of plan for that. And then I show up.
You got to have a battle plan.
Yes. So we make a battle plan together of what do you need from me? I can show up ready to do it all, but you tell me, you know, is this animal already in a small pen or not? And can I back up my trailer there?
Okay.
All right.
And then your question was about the aging. So then we harvest and then we go to aging. And right now we can hang for 24 hours. And then we offer wet aging, which is where we just keep processing from harvest all the way through. We bring the livestock to temperature, the harvest to temperature, and then we just keep processing into packaging, and the packaging can be either plastic or butcher paper. And that's wet aging. So no pause, just keep going. And then we offer a 24-hour hang right now. And I do understand that every producer has their own way that they would like their meat processed. And I am working really diligently right now to produce other options of hanging for longer. So give me a call and we can see. But right now it's 24 hours and wet cure.
Okay, because, you know, a lot of guys that, you know, wildlife, for example, deer, elk, moose, whatever, you know, their meat ages different than cattle.
Yes.
Right? Am I on the right track?
Yep.
And so wet aging for wildlife is the best way.
Okay.
I found out that you just don't want to take a white-tailed deer and hang it for 21 days like you would a beef.
It'd be really dry, I would think.
Well, the enzymes do different than beef.
Breaking it down.
You know, because it's, you know, we got corn-fed beef over here or grass-fed, grass-finished, whatever, and corn-finished, grain-finished. And so it does different than in the wildlife. But I've read some stories, and you help me out because you're the Einstein on this deal. You give the meat to them back. It's wet age. It can they still just leave if they can find a room where it's above freezing and, you know, not too warm? Can they still age their meat a little more before they freeze it?
Oh, most certainly. You could even turn whatever freezer you were going to put the entire thing in to a temperature that's not freezing it.
Yeah.
You know, probably the highest temperature a freezer would go and continue to age.
There you go.
That's also how we offer ham. So I don't have the ability to cure your ham on the trailers, but I can put it in a salt brine and a sugar brine cure in butcher paper and give it back to you same day, and just I'll leave you with directions and everything, and it just says put it in your fridge.
Oh, okay.
You know, rotate, and you know, when you're ready, then put it in the oven.
Yeah, this show's not going to be long enough for you and me, Candace, today. I can already tell. Because, I mean, people want to know that because, you know, they were used to getting their stuff at a big processing plant, and they take care of everything. They don't even know what's going on.
Right.
They need to know what's going on, or they should want to know what's going on with the way you're doing, because I think it's cool as hell. And so okay, so you go in there and you're butchering and you get it all butchered and you package it pretty much however they want it, if you've got that capability of doing that, and clean up and you're gone, right?
Yep. Yeah. Clean up and I'm gone. And I take anything you don't want. So back to what you were saying about I'm not sure every consumer knows exactly what comes from harvesting every individual animal. So I will take and render and dispose of whatever pieces you don't want.
Oh, cool.
So normally, like, people don't want the head.
Yeah.
Unless it's a longhorn, then they want the head, you know.
Yeah.
So head, tail, feet, those are things people normally don't want to keep.
Right. Yeah. And what about the hearts and the livers and stuff like that? What are you finding out about that?
I feel like that one's like a 50-50.
Okay.
So I'm a science girl who loves learning. And
that's why I asked that question.
My poor kids have, you know, we've dissected hearts and livers and stuff at my house. And, you know, I think it's science. And my husband loves liver. So we're never really like giving up the liver from our own personal harvest
because
he wants fried liver.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
But
that'd be interesting. So come to the back to science, and do you have to ask? I guess you're processing for them. I guess they're on their own. If do you quiz them a little bit and say, "Hey, I got this cow out here, this bull or calf or whatever. I've just got him better. We're just going to go ahead and process him versus take him to the sale barn. Do you quiz him about the medicines and stuff?
That's on them, isn't it? Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Because I am processing my customers' livestock and giving it right back to them and then right. sterilizing all my equipment.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to ask what you've put in unless...
Because they got to eat it, right?
Correct. And I mean, I'm just not liable for where it goes. It should have gone back to them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The only time I think I would question, but it probably wouldn't be that question, was we do look at lymphoids and the brain and the organs. So you talked about the liver. So I'm going to look at the liver. And if I see liver flukes, I'm going to say, hey, I'm not giving you back the liver because I saw flukes and this is what I think.
Oh, awesome.
So your meat and anywhere you go, they're doing this. I just don't think we're talking about it in agriculture enough. So they should be everywhere, should be doing just looking at the lymphoids and organs and brain.
I knew he was going to take all the show, so I got to take another break. When we come back, we're going to finish up. You got any questions, 580-225-9697. Send me a text. I'm not answering your call. Send me a text, and I'll get it on there if we got time, because we're just going to have a little bit of time. Today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau, and we'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
Together, we're making history again. The Ford Motor Company is letting Barber Dyson Ford offer employee pricing to you through June 2nd. You pay what Ford employees pay for new vehicles. Employees get the biggest discounts, and right now, you get those same big price breaks. It's never been this widespread. It's never been this big. Now through June 2nd, you pay what employees pay. Employee pricing for everyone at Barber Dyson Ford, online, barberdysonford.net. Offer excludes 2025 Expeditions and 2025 Super Duties.
So there's a company out there that has a certain color. All the farmers and stuff think their oil has to be used in those certain color of tractors. And it's just not true. So here at Camrock, we have the same specification oil as the other brand, where people think that they have to use that for a certain color on their tractors and stuff like that. But we have the same oil specifications as they do. Works just as well, does the same thing, lubes it just the same. Price comparison is, it's not even a comparison. We have a better price than anybody around on that type of oil. I use it at our place. My son uses it for our colored tractors that we have, and a lot of other farmers use it too. It's the same oil, specifications are the same. It's kind of a myth where they think that it's got to be that certain type of oil for that color of tractor.
Camrock is the name of the company. It's 2111 South Main, Elk City, south of Fred's Steakhouse.
We have a better price than anybody around on that type of oil.
ASCO equipment may be new to Elk City, but our company is built on decades of dependable service. Whether you need sales, rentals, parts, or service, ASCO has you covered with top quality equipment brands like Case, Hitachi, and more. Stop by and visit us at our new Elk City location and see for yourself why ASCO is trusted by those who build, fuel, and feed Oklahoma. ASCO Equipment, powering your projects across the Sooner State.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, you know, baling up hay, it wraps it up, is better than twine. So it's like one consistency, holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here is your Ag Weather Update, brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden for Granite, Oklahoma. 73 degrees, dew points 54, humidity's 50, northeast winds 4 miles an hour, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 67 degrees. According to this, 5 inches of rain in the last 10 days. Is that right? It's a lot of rain, 10 days. Sunset 8:22 tonight. Partly sunny, 80 for high today. Tonight, 60% chance of rain showers likely, 55 for low. Rain showers likely tomorrow, Friday, 60% chance, 69 for a high. Well, in the studio with me is Miss Becky Brown and Candace, my partner in crime in here. She's in here. We're just having a good time. Becky, her and her husband own BT Butchers. It's a mobile butcher shop. And we've just been talking about everything that I think a customer would ask. But you said earlier, you said you had a couple of packaging options, the plastic and the butcher paper.
So the sealed plastic that we're used to seeing everywhere. And then we do offer unbleached butcher paper.
Okay.
As another option.
And then are you labeling those, what type of cut of meat it is, or?
Yes. Okay. Yes. It is. Everything's labeled just like a normal,
Butcher shop.
Yeah. Okay. It's really, the only difference is it's on a trailer. And yeah, so I'm printing out labels. Just, I'm not handwriting. I'm not that fast at writing. But I have a little, you know, label printer, and I type in, this is a T-bone. It weighs a pound or whatever. And probably your name.
Right. Cool. What, so you're 100% ready to go now, right?
Yep.
Matter of fact, you're sitting over there chomping at the bit, wanting somebody to call.
We are ready, so give us a call today.
Tell everybody how to get, best way to get a hold of you.
Best way to get a hold of me is to just give me a call at 580-243-3563. And I am the person that answers it, and I really try to make sure it is always available and that I'm answering as quick as possible.
Guess what?
And we're in the penny news. We're in the penny news. Oh, and we have a rabbit processing class coming up. So a lot of people ask me, they're like me, they want to learn how to process their own meat. So we are teaching you how to process rabbits. It's a great starter course. I know we all want to eat steak, but learning on a rabbit is going to teach you a lot.
She's been holding out on us. This rabbit deal's big news.
Yes.
Okay, so tell us about when this event's going to happen.
So it's May 17th, and it's at our property, and we are going to teach you every step of processing a rabbit, and it's up to you of what that you take home. You know, if you want to take home what you processed and the fur, you can, or some people don't want to, but we just take you through it all and explain every step. And we have a really good ratio of instructors to class. So I want about one instructor to every two people. So I limit
rabbit
the class
so
to 10.
Good.
Say it again.
Rabbit meat is so good.
It is. It is really good.
And it's probably, besides moose, is my favorite meat.
Yes. People think it's odd, but it's what we ate for thousands of years is what was.
There was a reason, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Candace, imagine me and you back in the caveman days going out and hunting us a dinosaur.
Cheers.
Are you going to make the fur clothing, Candace?
I'm down, yeah.
Okay, yes, I could see it.
Okay, a couple of questions for you. We got a couple minutes here. Can you make all hamburger meat? Will you do all hamburger meat? Can you, whatever.
If that is your preference,
yeah.
Grind it all up, sure.
Yeah, and then, so they said, no, you don't hang. So the question here, so they don't hang them for a couple weeks. That's why we were talking about the difference between wet aging and dry aging, because dry aging is when you hang them for a minimum couple weeks sometime in that deal. But wet aging works when done, you know.
Yeah, it works. And, you know, we understand that longer hang times on the dry aging is a preference, and we're working really hard to get there.
Yeah. Oh, very good. And then no more questions. All right, we got a minute left. Tell everybody how to get a hold of you again.
The best way to get a hold of me is to just call the business line. I have it on me all the time. It's 580-243-3563. Again, that's Becky from BT Butchers, and the business phone number is 580-243-3563.
And we're in the Penny News on the Today in Ag page.
Penny News.
The website as well, btbutchers.com.
Yeah.
Yep. And there we're on Facebook.
Got Facebook, BT, Boy Tom.
Yep. Bravo Becky, Tom. Tony Butchers.
Yeah. So we got to get it. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Yeah. I look forward to it.
Oh, yeah. Candace, you have fun?
I did. Thanks for the invite.
Huh?
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad you invited me to the show. All right. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah America. God bless everybody. We'll see you mañana.